We need to start looking carefully at the current pay scales, perhaps starting. And I don't think there's anything I've forgotten. So the main thing to remember is to listen. Okay, I think that's about it.
Good. Thank you for that. I assume everyone participated in the brainstorming, did they? If it was just one or two individuals, then just how useful are the results?
I can't remember exactly, but off the top of my head, I think everyone had something to say. That's quite a significant factor, though. I can double-check if you like.
Yes, email me later.
I was wondering if there was anything else you'd like to know about the origins of the ideas?
No, that's fine. But it might also be worth touching on the numbers of complaints per business unit.
Well, I don't have the exact figures, but what if I run through the rough numbers we've come up with so far?
Okay.
Audio 49. Extract 2.
Pavla, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but would you like to run through the union complaints briefly? We've really got to do something about job descriptions and pay scales. What ideas has your team come up with so far?
Okay. How long do I have?
As long as you need.
Right. Well, it's probably best if I just highlight some of the ideas we came up with, don't you think? It was basically a brainstorming session. So the first thing is, we feel that people are simply time-serving and spending too long here. I don't know if you agree, but I'm pretty sure that this isn't great for productivity in the long run. And I think you should be aware that it's not limited to one department. What we found, it's crucial in the current climate. So that's one key point right there. We need to look at attitudes across the organization. Okay, next point. And I think this is a really important point.